Hey friends, Jamie Grace here, and welcome to Wait It Out, a podcast all about dating, relationships, and other things worth waiting for. So a few months ago, I met a dad at a show that I was doing, and he shared with me a little bit of his daughter's story, and then he passed me a business card that he had written her email address on, and he just said, is there any way that you could share a word of encouragement with her? And her story, it broke my heart, and it broke my heart for many reasons. One, because it was absolutely awful what happened to her and what she was going through, but also because it's a story that a lot of us as young people, like if you're in your 20s or 30s, or even, you know, if you're in your like late teens as well, we've heard similar stories, like this kind of stuff about our friends, about our neighbors, about people that we know, or maybe you've lived through a story like this. And so I wanted to send her an email for sure. But just being real, it's really difficult sometimes for me to keep up with emails or sorry, like cards and paper that people give me at shows. And so this was back in, I think, like February. And so I just found it today. It's what, June 30th. And so I'm going to email this to them. But I wanted to share this episode. So essentially, a little bit of her story is that she's in college and is dealing with a boyfriend that's not so great, an ex-boyfriend that's not so great. And so this episode is going to be for anyone that has ever dealt with any type of mistreatment in a relationship. So whether that might be cheating or manipulation or even abuse, no matter what that might be, I do get a lot of your emails about this type of topic. And I've never personally experienced something like that. So I never want to come across as saying, you know, like, oh, everything's going to be great. All you have to do is believe and smile and hold your head high, because it's not that easy. And this is something that it needs to be talked about more. I got a DM from a teenager on Instagram this past week or the past few weeks, talking about a guy that she's interested in, and he's been, you know, soliciting her for, like, asking her to send certain photos and things like that. And, you know, these are all forms of abuse and mistreatment. And so I want to be, and by the way, just heads up, if that sounds familiar to you, my immediate advice to her was, hey, talk to your parents immediately. Like, just so you know, that's the first and foremost step, especially when you're a minor. But I'm just gonna, I mean, I know that this might be something that you guys have heard before. You know, maybe you're like, okay, here we go again. But I'm just gonna tell you this, like, first and foremost, like, you are worth so much, and you are so loved, and you were created by love to be loved and to share love and to spread love. And you are worth more than the way that you've been treated. And you are so much more valuable than that. You don't deserve to be talked to any kind of way. You don't deserve to be treated any kind of way. You don't deserve to be manipulated, to be controlled, to be abused, to be neglected. You don't deserve any of those things. And so I just first and foremost want to say I'm sorry to anyone out there that's listening to this that has ever been hurt or mistreated or just broken by another human being, and specifically if it was any type of romantic involvement, or even, you know, a platonic friendship as well. Like, I'm so sorry to whoever, I'm sorry for the pain that you've experienced, for whoever hurt you and whoever treated you badly and said things about you or tried to, you know, tarnish your name or, you know, defame who you are and your reputation. Like, I'm sorry. You didn't deserve it. You don't deserve it. If you have been abused and you've been mistreated, whether, you know, physically, sexually, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you don't deserve that stuff. It's not your fault. And I'm sorry. And I wish that I could do more. And I wish that there were magic words that I could say to take away the hurt and to take away the pain that unfortunately might still be present sometimes. But I'm sorry. That's just the first and foremost thing that I want to say. So if you're in a relationship, you know, that you're not being treated well, you're being mistreated, or if you're just out of one, you know, I think one of the first steps is to acknowledge who you are, to know who you are in Christ, to know that you were created by love, to know how incredible you are, and to know that your value and your worth is not found in that relationship. And if you're able to get out of that relationship, then I think that that's a great step for you to take. And so if you have gotten out of that relationship, then what do you do? Like, how do you recover? How do you pick up the pieces from that stage of your life, from that season of your life, and how do you move forward? One of the things to remember is that in any type of recovery process, it's a day-by-day situation. You can't look and look at 5 years from now and think, oh, I'm not where I want to be. But are you where you want to be for today? Like, just think about today, right here, right now. How are you doing in the present tense? This is a totally random analogy, but it's just what I'm thinking of right now. So, at the beginning of last year, I moved to a predominantly white community. I'm black, or African American, if you are offended by me calling myself black. And I was in this predominantly white area called Newport Beach, and I couldn't find anyone to do my hair. I was really struggling, just trying to find someone. So I found a stylist. And I'm so sorry if she's listening to this. I won't say her name. I don't know how she would even find this, but yeah, she didn't do a great job, you guys. She chopped my hair and it wasn't great, and I'm still a little broken about it. And so eventually I found a new stylist in Los Angeles proper. And mind y'all, I'm from Atlanta, so I was like, what's happening right now? It's like the hair game is serious in Atlanta. But I found a girl in Los Angeles. I started going to her. And you know, my hair's been natural for a long time, and she just really took care of my hair. And when the first time that she, like, you know, took my extensions down for my hair, or whatever, and I looked at it, I wasn't proud of it. I was still embarrassed from that really bad haircut that happened when I lived in another part of California. I was really embarrassed. And so I didn't take a picture of my hair. That's a very common thing that women do, especially women that are documenting their hair journey. And I didn't take a picture because I was really embarrassed about how I would look. And then a few months later, I finally took a picture. And don't worry, the story is going somewhere. So that was like back in February. I didn't want to take a picture because I was February 2017, because I was too embarrassed of how my hair looked. I was like, no, I'm not where I want to be. I finally took a picture of my hair in July of 2017. That's when I finally gained the confidence to take a picture of my hair again. Like, I'm telling y'all, it was a rough situation because, like, I've been wearing my own hair out forever, and I was, like, really proud of it, but we had to start over. Anyways, this year, this past, like, few days, it's June of 2018 now, and it's been 1 year since I finally, about a year since I finally took a picture of my natural hair. And the growth of my hair is insane. And I almost cried because I was so happy that I was back to normal, back to the way it looked before the haircut. And so let's just gonna recap so that we can bring this all together now. When I look back at the insecurity that I had in February 2017, when I wouldn't even take a picture of my hair, I'm disappointed in myself that I couldn't be proud of where I was at that moment in my journey. Because if I had taken a picture in February 2017, then I would have the comparison of now, and I'd have even more of this, like, look at this journey that I'm taking, and I'd be really, really proud of myself where I am now. Am I making any sense? If I'm not, maybe re-listen to this, because I'm, like, pretty sure this makes sense. So just, like, rewind it and try to listen to it again. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you are trying to recover from a not-so-great relationship, don't beat yourself up so much that you can't even be proud of yourself today, because you will look back in a year from now and you'll be even further down the road, and you'll be proud that you took today as a first step and that you didn't beat yourself up for the way things went. And so obviously I'm not at all comparing a hair journey to an emotional and spiritual and team single journey. It's not the same thing. But no matter what journey it is, you have to learn how to be proud of yourself for where you are, and for the moment that you wake up and that you open your eyes and you choose to get out of bed and you choose to walk across the room and you choose to get dressed, you choose to wash your face, you choose to do your hair, like, you choose to do whatever it is to move forward and to take a deep breath and to start your day and to work toward being the best version of yourself. I would also say, you know, surround yourself with some men and women in your life that know that know your story and that know what's going on and that can be there for you. And if you don't have those people in your personal community as far as friendships, then start with people in your local church, or start with people if you're in school. A lot of schools have counseling centers, and so start there. Start with some sort of leader. For the young girl that I initially started making this for, your dad is... he is your champion. Like, he tracked me down at this show, and he's just said, please, can you just reach out to her? I just want you to share something with her. Your father is your champion. And so I know that dads can be awkward and their jokes are kind of weird, and like, dads are just dorky, goofy human beings. I get it. That's how my dad is. But as close as I am to my mom, nobody does, like, nobody gives better girl talks than my dad. Like, I'm not even kidding you guys. Like, when I was single, I would be like, Dad, I need to talk about this guy. And like, even now, like, being married, like, I called my dad about, he's a pastor too, so that's probably why, but I called my dad. He's a pastor that's done a lot of weddings. I called him about my engagement ring, my wedding ring, because I was like trying to like pick it out. Like, so I was like, Dad, like, what do you think I should do? Like, dads are like, If you, like, to the young girl that I made this episode for, I won't say her name, but she knows who she is, because we're going to email this episode to her. Like, you have that in your dad, and don't take that for granted. If you have that in your mom, your older sibling, your aunt, your uncle, grandparents, your godparents, your pastors, your friends' parents, don't take that wisdom for granted, because it can be a beautiful thing to have an older, wiser person in your life that is championing you, that's cheering you on, that's there for you, that loves you and supports you and is going to walk with you through all of this. And the last thing that I would say is, as far as over, you know, going through this and getting through something like this, I would say to find the balance between soaking in alone time and not allowing yourself to become lonely. So sometimes, you know, like, sometimes if I'm driving, I'll literally be driving for like 30 minutes to an hour, and I won't have on any music. I won't have on the radio, and I'll just have silence. And you guys know I'm a Christian, and so a lot of times I'm praying with my eyes open. I know that it's okay if you're driving. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Jesus is not gonna be like, excuse me, little girl, close your eyes, you're on the five. But yeah, a lot of times I'm praying. But sometimes I'm thinking, sometimes I'm talking out loud, sometimes I'm pretending like Oprah still has her TV show and I'm answering interview questions. Like, but I'm having alone time, and that's okay. Like, it's okay to have that alone time, and just enjoy that, you know, the quiet, the thinking, the processing. Maybe you might be reading in your alone time. You might be laying on the floor listening to positive music, whatever it might be. But don't allow yourself to become so invested in alone time that you allow yourself to hide behind the alone time, and that you slip into loneliness and you slip into doubt and worry and fear and insecurity. Like, don't do that. That's not super, 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 super healthy. But yeah, guys, I hope that stuff is helpful. I know that I did take a couple, like, I think it was like a couple weeks off of podcasting. Forgive me. We've been filming a show called The Jamie Gray Show. It comes out every Wednesday this summer on my YouTube channel. You can just type in The Jamie Gray Show on YouTube. And so it's been really busy in our crew, but I am glad to be filming more episodes recording more podcast episodes for you guys. You know, you can always send me questions via DM on Instagram at Jamie Grace H. I tried to get the Jamie Grace because I'm married now, so my last name doesn't start with an H, but this kid won't let me have it, so it's fine. So it's at Jamie Grace H on social media, or you can download the app Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, and you can type in Wait It Out, find this podcast, and you can send me an audio of your question. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope it was encouraging to you. I don't have anything else to talk to you guys about. Oh, if you live in Michigan or Maryland or North Dakota or North Carolina or Georgia or Florida, I think there's two more places, you guys should come hang out with me. I'm going back on the road to play some shows starting next week, so I would love to see you. We'll love to spend some time with you guys on the road. All right. Goodbye. Okay,